Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Atlanta! What's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, it's Friday, and Mike, we've been waiting to get here. We are at the new Buckhead Butcher Shop location. It is located at 3198 Canes Hill Place, right here in the heart of Buckhead, guys. And
yeah.
This place is unbelievable. I mean, listen, I could tell you all day long on the radio what to expect when you get here, but this place crushed it. They killed the build-out, Mike. You've got all the meats in one room. You've got a kitchen, a full restaurant-style kitchen in the back where people are going to be learning to cook and do different things with Chef Leonard. They got a full bar with Ashley, who's serving drinks. I don't know if we could have asked for more coming here today to the new Buckhead Butcher Shop.
No, it really is. It's the Taj Mahal of meat for anyone in Buckhead, anyone in, you know, Cobb County, anyone who's making their way home from work. This is where you want to get your provisions, baby. It is unbelievable, Carl. And again, we're perfectly aptly situated right by the bar, so come by and see us. It is unbelievable. Everything you could want. And as we've said, Carl, over the years with our relationship with Buckhead Butcher Shop, I know a lot of guys out there, maybe you never grilled before. Maybe you've never really done, you don't know what you should be doing with steaks. And there's no shame in that. These guys, it's part about education over in this room. They teach you how to, they got classes, teach you how to cook. And then, of course, the greatest cuts of meat and the greatest selection of everything you could need, Carl. Fish, you name it. The accoutrements, the appetizers, the whole shebang, they got it.
Yeah, and here's the deal. Today, because we are here, and this is kind of cool, and we got to give a big shout-out to Connor, his wife Katie, Connor and Katie Boney. They are the architects of this, and they've been with us guys for at least now, I'm going back pandemic, so 3 years,
right,
when this all kind of started, and we were all at home, and we said, you know what? We're going to do a Dukes and Bell tailgate at home. That's taken off, and we appreciate all of you guys participating. But this is kind of the culmination of all of that to this new build-out and this new place that they have here in Buckhead. Because we're here today, 10% discount if you wear your favorite team's gear. Now, we're not telling you what to wear. We're saying if you wear your team's favorite gear, you're going to get a 10% discount by just coming and checking things out. There's lots of things, guys. They do have a full assortment of wine. They carry Hey Man L. I'm just telling you, there's a bunch of other things outside of the meat. And then on top of that, Chef Leonard is going to be cooking up tailgate favorites. So, Mike, apparently we're going to get a chance to taste some of this stuff that he's got working in the back. You can, too, if you make your way down here. And also, guys, just a reminder that when you come, storefront parking is available. That's a big plus, Mike. We pulled
right
up. We parked right here in the front. Now, they do have additional parking, overflow streets, and deck parking right next to the butcher shop. So there's parking close by if you can't park right in front.
And for guys who haven't been, now, I've been to Buckhead since COVID dropped. So I've been here since all these new condos and apartments went up. But to put it in old-time kind of parlance, it's between the Five Paces and East Andrews. So that's the best way I can describe it. It's perfectly situated. So come on down and join us. We'll be here 2 to 7. I know it's been really special how you guys have really jumped on board with our Dukes and Bell tailgate at home, sharing your photos. So whether you're a pro or a guy who's just getting started, this is the perfect place to join today.
All right, coming up in 20 minutes, we're going to talk to Chuck Smith. He will help us break down, Mike, what this is going to look like this weekend. AFC, NFC championship games, O-line, D-line, who has an advantage and why. Chuck's going to join us coming up in about 20 minutes. And also, I don't know if you guys realize this, I guess the station apparently asked for his bio, right? And I got to share some stuff with you guys about Chuck. It's kind of interesting, this new bio that has come out. I will share that with you in 20 minutes. Hey, along the way, we're going to head to Kansas City today. We're going to head to Philadelphia to get the latest guys on these games. Mike, what is your gut telling you right now at 2:06 on Friday before we head to Sunday's matchups?
I think Burrow is going to take care of business, and I think the Eagles are going to take. I think we're going to get a Bengals-Eagles Super Bowl. I think that, you know, we can say all we want, and they've been saying all the right things about Patrick Mahomes' ankle. What do you expect me to say? Well, guys, he's really not 100%. We're gonna have to get through this best weekend. No, they're going to say he's fine. Same thing actually goes for Jalen Hurts with his shoulder. He kind of gave you a little peek behind the curtain when he said, you know, he's still not really 100% with his arm. But I just think, man, Purdy is that's the question mark. Can he handle his business on the road in that environment? I know the Bengals can. They've already done it in Arrowhead.
Yeah, it's just hard for me to believe. And again, if Purdy goes into the Eagles, if he goes into Lincoln Financial and wins, the two things that I realize. One, the 49ers have found their future quarterback. Because there are some people who say he's been great, but he's been at home. He hadn't had to do this on the road. They played a couple of division opponents. They're familiar with those guys. I think it settles one argument, Mike. Garoppolo, you're moving on from. Trey Lance becomes tradable, and Brock Purdy is your quarterback because of the financials connected to that. It's the same reason why Mike and I continue to talk about if Desmond Ridder is the guy, it's good for the Falcons because you're able to spend money in other places. That roster's already loaded, but if you are the 49ers and you go into Philadelphia and win with this quarterback, it also sets you up, Mike, now for that window we talk about. If you think the 49ers, and by the way, no one's won more playoff games over the last 4 years than the 49ers except the Chiefs, and that's because they're back in their fifth AFC championship game. Mike, this is their window. So if you're telling me the next 3 to 4 years, they could potentially be in this position because they don't have to pay their quarterback $50 million, and Brock Purdy is that dude, that is the thing that I think needs to be answered for the 49ers.
Win or lose, he's going to be their quarterback next season. Brock Purdy's going to be the guy there. I think he's certainly established
himself. Does it depend on how he plays?
No, it can crap the bed. He's still their quarterback for next year. He's their guy for all the things you just touched on. And I think he's already shown you that he grasps what Shanahan's doing, and it's a little bit larger sample size. Now, bringing it back to Atlanta, could Desmond Ridder have done likewise? Now, he's loaded with talent. Purdy is set up for success with all the weapons. Now, they did lose Debo for a little bit there for a while, but think about getting a guy like McCaffrey. Think about what Kittle does. Think about Ayuk and everybody else. They've got so many pieces plus a good offensive line, and you just laid it out. Now, I don't have to worry about a $25 to $40 million investment in a quarterback yet. So, Purdy's going to be that guy. I think they've established that. Now, he can certainly prove it to the rest of the country, guys like Carl Dukes, if he goes and gets it done against Philly. But I think this man's resume is young guy there. They're not going to say next year it's an open competition. They're going to start next year with Purdy as their QB.
Well, remember now, Trey Lance, this is Trey Lance's job. Yeah. Trey Lance is
still who?
Trey Lance. This is still Trey Lance's – who was his job. He's still under his rookie deal too.
Right.
And
they're going to trade him. They're going to find a trade partner.
Here's my only thing. It's great to be good when he's played well at home and done the things he's done. That's why I think it does matter to me how he plays. If Brock Purdy throws 3 interceptions and looks like complete crap, I don't know if you go, well, I'm completely sold. Our engineer's crossing his fingers because he wants the Eagles to win. But I don't know if I'm completely sold on just moving into next year and saying, he gave us everything we need. I think he still needs to play well, even if they lose. But with that said, the decision is a lot easier for the 49ers with two guys on the rookie contracts that are still on their roster, and now you could potentially choose one or the other. But it is Purdy's job to lose. I'll say that. Well, if he plays well, I do agree with you. I don't know.
I mean, all you can do is go by what he had to do. He played 3 road games, and he won all 3. Seattle was a road win. Vegas was a road win. They went across country. They whipped up on Carolina 37-15. So, I mean, I don't know what more you need to see from this guy other than he handled his business and the Cowboys. I know that the Eagles are better than the Cowboys defense, but the Cowboys defense is pretty darn stout.
It is.
And for a first half, it looked like, wow, is this guy going to be able to handle it? Doesn't throw interceptions, doesn't make the mental mistakes. And, again, Kittle did bail him out in some scenarios, but that's what he's done for anybody who's played there in San Francisco.
The thing is, and I'm curious to see if the Eagles bring blitz packages. It's Dukes and Bell. We're broadcasting live from Buckhead Butcher Shop, guys, 3198 Canes Hill Place, right here in the heart of Buckhead. When the Cowboys brought blitzes, Mike, he was like, I think it was 6 for 38 yards or something of that nature. And I'm throwing that number out there because the point is, when he was under duress, he wasn't good. And I don't know if the Eagles bring additional pressure because their front four is so good.
Right.
They don't have to. They can get after the quarterback. I want to see him handle that situation. That's the NFC Championship game. What about the AFC Championship game? And we talked yesterday with Harry Douglas about this, and we had our man Brian McFadden on as well, and a lot of talk about Cincinnati and what they're going to do. And we asked B-Mac if he feels like the Chiefs are going to be able to find a way to win. They're 3-0, or 0-3, should I say, against Burrow and company here over the last year and a half. This is what Brian McFadden said to us yesterday. It is Dukes and Bell. We are live at Buckhead Butcher Shop, the new location, guys, 3198 Canes Hill Place, right here in the heart of Buckhead. Mike and I are literally sitting here across from the bar location. Ashley's over there making incredible cocktails. That's what they do here. Right it on. Is literally full service. Connor and Katie, they are, again, the folks who are behind this, Connor Boney, who runs Buckhead Butcher Shop. Chef Leonard is here. It's just cool to be out here, man. We've been talking about this place for a long time. So we'll be hanging out here all day long and letting you know what's going on. But, again, if you come, 10% discount if you wear your favorite team's gear. All right, Mike, Chuck Smith is here. Apparently, the station had asked for a new bio, and I just want to make sure I'm getting this right, Mike. So I need your help on this,
lay
Mike.
Lay it on Bell, me. Lay it on me.
Because I'm not sure if this is all correct. Yeah, Chuck, exactly. And I just want to make sure that I'm seeing everything that I need to see here. It starts out by saying, Mike.
Write it down, Carl.
Well, it says the aforementioned expert on the art of pass rush, former All-SEC at Tennessee, Senior Bowl Outstanding Player 1992, second-round draft pick with the Falcons, four-time captain with the Falcons, 1997 NFL Football Digest All-Pro, number two in all-time sacks and fumble recoveries with 12, number two in 24 fumbles. Mike, you following me?
A lot of data.
Leader of the bomb squad.
Now, I like that.
Yeah,
that's true.
Well,
so far, I catch – there's no lies.
Okay, all right.
Everything's factually accurate so far.
It goes on to say here, Chuck was the team single game sack record in 1997 with 10 as far as a single season. He also broke the record against the Saints as a single game. It goes on to say Chuck is one of two players in franchise history with the Falcons with five sacks in a game.
Are we on to chapter two of this bio?
Chuck!
I just read John Adams again. That man, this could be long. Chuck's bio could be longer than the John Adams book.
Holy moly. There's more.
But wait.
There's more. It goes on to say, legendary Hall of Famers like Richard Seymour, he's taught Ray Lewis off-the-ball pass rushing techniques, consulted with Michael Strahan on pass rush. Chuck, what haven't you done?
And when astronauts go to the moon, Chuck will be training them on how to pass rush on the lunar surface as well. So, yeah, that's pretty complete bio right there, brother.
Nice bio, bro.
Yeah.
They wanted the bio. I got my assistant to write it. But here's the worst part about it, Mike. We ain't really done yet, but let's move on.
You could say that Chuck works with dozens of first round and draft picks that have gone on to success in the NFL with his unique blend of past teaching ability. How
Boom.
About that?
Boom.
Chuck, man. I'll be your publicist. Okay, let's talk anyway.
I love it.
Hey, man, but that's great. And everything that you heard about, yes, Chuck did all that stuff.
All right, let's talk about the Eagles O-line versus the Niners O-line. Chuck Smith joins us on Fridays, guys. This is a huge matchup, Chuck. And how would you attack the Niners if you're the Eagles, right? And I don't know if you consider the Niners defense to be better or the Eagles. I look at the Eagles defense as being better, but that's me. How do you attack this Niners defense?
Well, the first thing I attack the Niners defense on the inside. I'm not trying to go at Bosa. And here's what I do. I'm running inside. The Eagles inside, listen, they got Lane Johnson. Listen, Jason Kelsey. Listen, they got Simolo. But to me, this is where they really get after. Inside, they got power. And this Eagles offensive line, they're the best in football. I told you guys last week. And Landon Dickerson at guard, I mean, he's massive. And to me, it really is the matchup when you look at Eric Armstead and Kevin Givens. I just feel like the Eagles have an advantage because they played so long together, several of the guys, and they're just, right now, they've proven it each week.
It is Big Chuck Smith with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotlines. We're live at Buckhead Butcher Shop. Going to be here all afternoon. Chuck, the running the football, because Carl and I, we started the conversation with, is Brock Purdy going to be able to handle his business? If the 49ers can't run the ball, are they dead in the water?
Yeah, they're dead in the water. I'm just telling you right now. To me, here's one of the most misunderstood and least talked about stories of the year. The Eagles, guys, they had four guys get double-digit sacks, and the fifth guy had 7.5. So think about that, guys. They got 70 sacks. They're one of only five teams since the 60s to do this. This is a historical record, guys. They're one of the greatest pass rush defensive lines of all time. Simple as that. And when you throw in, I mean, listen, Javon Hargrave, Fletcher Cox, Hassan Reddick, Josh Sweat is a beast. In history, it needs to be written. This is one of the top five best defensive line when it comes to pass rush of all time. And I think Purdy's in trouble. I think the Eagles are going to – I think they're going to beat him up pretty good.
Trent Williams is an all-pro on that offensive line for the 49ers. Who do you have lining up against him? And in your opinion, Chuck, does it matter? Are they going to be able to get the best of what I think the 49ers' best offensive lineman is, and that's Trent Williams protecting Brock Purdy?
Man, that's a great question. I like Haason Reddick on him. I love Haason Reddick. He's my MVP. Not a lot of other people, but to me, he's my MVP defensive player of the year. Trent Williams is arguably one of the greats of this era. He's tall. He's long. He's got power in his hands. He has great bend. But Haason Reddick and Josh Sweat, and don't forget about Brandon Graham. He's a double-digit sacker who comes in also. I really believe in this. It's going to be – I still think the Eagles have an advantage over Trent. I just love Josh Sweat, Brandon Graham, and Haason Reddick. And I'm going to tell you the one I'm lining up against, Mike McGlinchey. You see what happened to him last week. He getting thrown around like a rag doll from Micah Parsons. Yeah, but he's a good player. He's a good player. I mean, this is going to be a phenomenal big boy battle.
You think about Fletcher Cox, you know, they had Jordan Davis, all the defense, they've got depth on top of depth in that defensive line. That's something we aspire to with the Falcons, and we'll talk more about that coming up. Now, the question would be, he's not 100%. He kind of admitted it to the media, Chuck, talking about Jalen Hurts. What do you think of how he's handled his business, and what will the 49ers be doing? And maybe trying to – A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown was kind of quiet last week. How important is to get him on track as well?
Well, you got to get him on track. A.J. Brown has been one of the catalysts, and he's a big play ready to happen anytime. Hurts, I'm telling you, Jalen Hurts, he's tough. And that's one thing you get out of him. He's going to play. There is no questions about that. And he showed last week he can still run the ball. He can throw with efficiency. And I just think his legs are going to be a big part of this because he's going to be on the run. This San Francisco defense, they're one of the best in the league. And when you think about the Niners, you always think right now about get upfield, four-man pass rush. But something tells me that the Niners are going to be a little more creative with Jalen Hurts. And I believe what they're going to end up doing is sending more pressure because Hurts will hold the ball. He'll hold the ball some, guys. Mm-hmm. And I just think the Niners have a good shot if they have a good plan versus Jalen Hurts.
Chuck, let's shift gears and talk about the AFC Championship. It's Chuck Smith here on Dukes and Bell, live from Buckhead Butcher Shop. Coming up, we'll talk about what else is going on around the NFL in our NFL Blitz segment here in less than 30 minutes. Chuck, what do specifically the Chiefs do to affect Joe Burrow? It doesn't seem like, even when he gets sacked, that it bothers him enough that he starts making mistakes. So what do you do if you're Spagnuolo and you're trying to come up with a scheme and a plan this weekend to stop Joe Burrow?
Well, I'm mixing up pressure, but I'm definitely taking my shots. I'm trying to hit him because a lot of times he'll scramble in the pocket, but he won't run. He does a great job of buying time in the pocket. I'm sending pressure. But another thing I'm doing this week, and I think they're going to do this, I kind of been reading my little reports and getting a little tea. Chris Jones is going to be moving around the ball. He's going to be at end. He's going to be at tackle. He's going to be over the nose because they still feel that the Bengals offensive line is a team that they can kind of have a mismatch against. And when you think about Frank Clark, this is playoff Frank Clark. Frank Clark gets more sacks in the playoffs. I think he's definitely in the top five of all time in the playoffs. And I'm going to tell you, this other kid, watch out for George, Curious George. They call him Furious George Karlaftis. This kid's a beast. Made the all-rookie team. He's phenomenal. But I think you got to go after Burrow. You got to take your shot. And you got to take – you know they're going to make plays in the air because Kansas City's secondary is not one of the best. But the front, I think they got a chance if they get after Burrow and definitely stop the run is one of the things they will have to do.
And that's what I was going to ask you about that run is Chuck Smith, big Chuck Smith. And hold on, let me read his resume. No, too much time. It is live from Buckhead Butcher Shop here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Chuck, Joe Mixon, Samaje Perine, those guys were unstoppable against Buffalo, which then allowed, you know, Burrow, when he did throw, it was the defense was playing the run at times too. It just one helped the other. And these guys already know how to beat Kansas. They've gone in there. We've talked about it. So if they can't stop that run, are we going to see a repeat of the Buffalo game?
Well, I don't think you're going to see a repeat of the Buffalo game, but I'll tell you one thing that helped them, P. Ryan and those guys, Cincinnati, in that game, the surface, guys, that, you know, when it was slushy, it seemed like Cincinnati were the only team that had on cleats, but it won't be that way in Kansas City unless a snowstorm comes through. But you know what? When you think of Mixon, he's catching passes out the backfield. You think about their running game. They're not just throwing it downfield to T. Higgins and those guys and Ja'Marr Chase. But what they're also doing, they're running between the tackles. And give the Bengals offensive line a lot of credit. You know, give them a lot of credit. They have, you know, peered it, put their ears back, and they're run blocking. They're better run blockers than pass blockers. But last week against Buffalo, they showed they can do both.
Yeah, I was surprised at Jackson Carman. He got his start for the first time this year. Volson, all these guys. I was surprised at how well they played as a group. We talk about continuity up front in the O-line, and they look like they had played all year together, and we know that wasn't the case when you're missing all those starters. Chuck, before we let you go, man, what happens? Give us the rundown. Who do you like winning in these games?
I like the Eagles winning over San Francisco, and I like Kansas City knocking off Cincinnati.
Okay.
Oh. All right, okay. He's going to go. I know that we've already talked to you on Tuesday about Patrick Mahomes. It's just what makes him so special. And, again, maybe if it's a mild high – I've never heard of a mild high ankle sprain, Chuck, but you know it just takes away some of the things you want to do, including even getting to the point to hand the football off quickly.
You're right. Go get him. Go get him. Listen, if I'm Chuck, Cincinnati, I'm taking my shot.
Yeah, listen, and you might be right. I think a lot of people – I know Mike and I are on Cincinnati, right? We're on Cincinnati. A lot of people are. Everybody – maybe this is the right – talk
no,
about the Chiefs.
No,
all right.
Wrong.
It's going to be fun, man, and we'll be back talking with you about who's headed to the Super Bowl and why. Again, this is Chuck Smith, who has worked with top stars like Aaron Donald, Max Crosby, Von Miller, Kayvon Thibodeau, Jeff Simmons, Cam Hayward. I could go on and on.
Unlike that congressman from Long Island, his resume is accurate.
Chuck, get us out of here.
All right, guys. Live life every day like it's third and eight. I'm headed down to Mobile. I'm going to have all the inside reports on the Senior Bowl for you boys next week.
Cannot wait, man. This is when we start to get some of that fill-in-the-blank stuff with our sources, and Chuck is certainly a big part of that. All right, man, we got plenty more to get to. Coming up, Mike, how is he still in concussion protocol, and what does it mean for his future? We'll talk about it coming up, and when we come back, it's all about the headlines, guys, as we get ready for championship weekend right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Dukes and Bell hanging out at the Buckhead Butcher Shop, 3198 Canes Hill Place. Northwest, it's right here off of West Paces Ferry. Mike, you said it, for the old school folks who have been in town for 20-plus years, literally, Andrews is right over here. Used
right.
to be, right?
It used to be. Squid, Big Sky right across the way, right? We did a couple of Florida State parties over there.
That's so, right.
Yeah, there's a
Caddy
couple,
Corner.
Yeah, so there's a couple of spots yeah, right across here from Big Sky. In the old days, between Paces Ferry and East Andrews, and what a time it was, Carl. What a time. Single, early 30s. world was a – Buckhead was a different place.
Yeah, man.
I was in a different place.
Well, listen, they the decision to build here – and I've had this conversation and hopefully get a chance to talk to Connor here a little bit later on, the owner of Buckhead Butcher Shop. But he was saying when they had this location, and when I originally saw it, Mike, I was like, okay, because it was literally a rundown building. I was like, right. What are you going to do with that? So we got to tear it down, and we got to put up something new. I had no idea it was going to be this.
It's beautiful. And again, guys, if you're new to the show, we presume everybody knows the story. As Carl mentioned at the top of the hour, when COVID hit and we were stuck at home, we said, let's do some tailgating. So we created hashtag Dukes and Bell tailgate at home. Buckhead Butcher Shop jumped on. Then a little bit later, the W Sauce jumped on. Next, you know, we had this phenomenon where our listeners and now radio stations around the country are basically ripping off our concept.
It's happened.
Because it's such a cool idea, and guys love to grill, and ladies too. So again, whether you're a seasoned veteran or someone who's just maybe getting started, that's what's so perfect about this layout. It's unbelievable. They've got everything from a teaching kitchen to everything you could possibly imagine to put a dinner together or a weekend.
All right, guys, NFL Blitz is coming up. We're spending a lot of time today, and rightfully so, on the NFC-AFC Championship games on Sunday. We just got off the phone with Chuck Smith talking about some of the matchups and keys to what he thinks is going to play out. And what's so crazy and interesting about these games is we just don't know. This is why we're going to watch. We're going to see how it shakes out. Who knows? Maybe Patrick Mahomes might goes off and throws five touchdowns, and all of a sudden the Bengals don't have an answer. I will say I'm a little weary, and I'm still liking the Bengals. I'm a little weary, though, that everybody seems to like the Bengals because Patrick Mahomes is no scrub. I still think he's the best quarterback in the league. I do think Burrow is a second or close second or third, however you want to rank these guys. But Patrick Mahomes is about to win another MVP, and I think we're kind of dismissing him as we have some Chiefs fans in the house. I think we're just kind of dismissing him like, oh, well, this ankle, and he's going to be a bum on Sunday. I don't believe that.
No, he's going to make plays. I just think Cincinnati's going to make more. I just think you look at the way, you know, Buffalo first. We talked about this earlier in the week. Buffalo started with what, zone? Chuck said, look, in the snow, the advantage goes strictly to the wide receivers and the offense because you can make cuts. Defense doesn't know where you're going. I just think, you know, if they had never won in Arrowhead, and I know the Burrowhead thing has become a thing, but it's still a team. Zach Taylor doesn't get enough credit. We spoke about that. Andy Reid will make some screwy decisions from time to time. I know Patrick Mahomes, 100%, I would give the advantage to the Chiefs. I do think him not being able to do everything he has in the arsenal, that affects the game. And it could be very similar to last year.
No doubt.
Go to overtime.
Exactly. It definitely could. Coming up, we'll get to some headlines. I want to mention this story because it's concerning for me. And if you listen to the show, I've said numerous times, I really got to think about my future if I'm Tua Tagovailoa. Mm. He's still in the protocol. Now, he's been in the protocol for weeks. But this means he's going to miss the Pro Bowl, which is something he earned, okay? He was named the first alternate Pro Bowler and was set to replace either Burrow or Patrick Mahomes because they're playing, obviously.
Right. And again, they're going to do like a skills competition, so it's not the standard, but it's still the honor.
Correct. Just being there. And so he's going to miss out on this, Mike, and I'm not making fun. I said to Mike earlier, how long is he going to be in the protocol?
I mean, are you going to be in the protocol by the draft? I mean, this is where it gets a little weird in the sense that, yes, he's got some guaranteed money from his first-round pick, but that transformative contract is close enough you can taste it. But he may never get there. The Dolphins may – look, that organization, and they got to make a business decision. I'm not saying they're being cold-hearted, Carl. I think you look at the history and say, how can I – this guy? His father, the family, did an interview yesterday saying that he is not going to step away from the NFL. He just obviously is waiting for more information from the doctors, but he's not going to quit.
I don't know, man. It's weird. The Dolphins have a May 1st deadline to exercise his fifth-year option.
Yeah, and it's tough.
Would you?
Because
would you?
He was inconsistent the first 2 years, really went on and did some great things, only to have the concussion thing to, let's be honest, derail his season this year and their playoff hopes.
I think they picked the fifth-year option up, but that doesn't mean they don't go make other arrangements with quarterbacks.
And think about this. The Dolphins gave Buffalo everything they could handle, sacked Josh Allen 7 times. They drafted an amazing young defense in Miami, and that's why you just need good decision-making, good quality play. I think his career so far has been a mixture of terrible turnovers and wow moments, right?
Both. You're absolutely right. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell.
Yeah.
ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell 92.9 as we broadcast live at Buckhead Butcher Shop. Folks coming in, people hanging out. We're right here in the bar section, guys. They got a full bar, full cocktail.
Hors d'oeuvres.
They got Hey Man Ale. It's unbelievable. And Chef Leonard's cooking up some stuff. No reason for you not to stop by and check things out.
Oh, by the way, we're putting Jersey Mike, the engineer, on a limit. No more.
All right.
He was eating those little wings they did like a damn pie eating contest.
He's hungry,
man. Stop it.
He's like, I've been here all day setting up. I'm hungry. All right. Turtle back at the studio. Our engineer, Bo Morgan's here hanging out with us. Our executive producer, Turtle. Let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Hawks play tomorrow night against the Clippers at State Farm Arena. They bounce back. They beat Oklahoma City. And Nate McMillan was talking about it, Mike, saying they needed that one.
We have to play connected out there on both ends of the floor. You know, we talked about this road trip. If we could get this again, we'd finish 500, which is, you know, good in this league when you can finish 500 on a road trip. And it was a game that we just, you know, after having a five-game winning streak, we dropped two in a row. You just needed to find a way to get a win and try to get that rhythm.
Yeah, and they did. I mean, listen, Mike and I critiqued the last game. We still have some issues. I'll take wins and dubs over L's any day of the week. But the things that have bothered our team continue to creep up, and that's right. Part of this. We'll see what happens tomorrow. You'll be able to listen right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game against the Clippers.
Yeah, I know that the comments certainly that have been made the last few weeks, whether it's our show or people around national media talking about Trae Young, the All-Star balloting's out. Trae is not a starter right now, but he'll again, they've got a kind of a convoluted process and how these games, I guess we're going to have reversible jerseys when they go decide who's doing what, but a chance for Trae to show out, but he will not be starting.
Brandon Bean is the general manager for the Bengals, Mike. We talk about this all the time. He was talking about taking advantage of rookie contracts. We say this. Mm. And general managers around the league understand this. They know. It's why we were talking about the 49ers situation. Win or lose, what happens with Brock Purdy. Listen to what he had to say about taking advantage of having a guy like Burrow.
They right now are on the advantage of a rookie quarterback contract. And they had some lean years without getting too much into their build, and I don't want to suck bad enough to have to get Ja'Marr Chase. Like, he's a heck of a talent. I'd love to have him, but you got to go through some lean years to do that.
Okay, and that is Bills general manager. I got it reversed. Reverse switch that. He's the Bills general manager, Brandon Bean. He's talking about the Bengals, but here's the deal. He's right. We've had to suck to get to this point.
Correct.
Right? We've had to go through salary cap hell to get to this point. There is no in-between. You're either going to be really bad and go through this process, which we are having to go through, and I'm talking about our Falcons, which is what happened with the Bengals.
Now, we're the extreme case due to the cap.
Correct. But the Bengals had to go through some lean years to get those first picks, to get Chase and Burrow in back-to-back years. He's right, and he's saying with the Bills, being the Bills general manager, I don't want to have to go through that. I want to continue to build with what we have. But they also went through this, Mike, with Josh Allen.
But the Bengals, I got to be honest with you, that's the worst kind of stuff. And that's where, you know, I never want to be there again where the Cowboys are, where you're good enough to make the playoffs, but you're not going anywhere. And the Bengals always made the playoffs. They never won.
Marvin Lewis.
Now you look at Joe Burrow. He's got more playoff wins in his career than all the – going back to Kenny Anderson and Boomer Esiason combined at five, which shows you something about that franchise. But they finally did hit rock bottom. In our division, we've seen teams – it's funny how our teams – sometimes it's injuries – sometimes it's bad contracts. But in our division, we've seen teams go from worst to first. 16 was the best draft we've ever seen in this organization. You could argue other than 2008.
Agreed.
Which we put together to go to the Super Bowl. That's no pressure, Terry Fontenot. But if we can get something along those lines, Carl, with the draft and the free agency money we're finally going to have, if you get it right, you fix the franchise, to your point, for a decade. You get it wrong, you're talking about what the general manager's talking about.
I don't want to suck bad enough to have to get Ja'Marr Chase.
Nor do we.
I agree with him. More of what he had to say about Stephon Diggs and some of the things that are going on with the Bills. Meanwhile, Brock Purdy was talking about memories of playing Jalen Hurts. This is kind of interesting, and I wasn't aware of this history. But in 2019, Oklahoma played Iowa State. Purdy's the quarterback at Iowa State. Yeah, Jalen Hurts is the quarterback at Oklahoma. Mm. And I don't know if many people even remember that. And Purdy was talking about that. They'll play on Sunday.
It was a fun college game. It was a great experience to go against, you know, Jalen. And they had a great team. And he was making plays and stuff. And I feel like we had to do the same to keep up and stay alive in that game as well. But, you know, this is a different situation.
You know who won that game? Oklahoma, 42-41.
Oof.
Purdy balled out.
Purdy played in a lot of games, guys. We talked about Desmond Ritter's experience, which is 50. Purdy, I think, played in 48 games for Iowa State. That's a lot of experience. That's why, even though you say, wow, these guys are at the bottom of the barrel. Oh, man, I think, Carl, I'll take that over that. You just talked about Trey Lance and San Fran. Trey Lance is the complete opposite on the spectrum.
Yeah.
You go with Anthony Richardson, you're going with a guy that, same thing. It's you can't quantify what he is. You're betting on, oh, the come, that this guy's such an amazing athlete. Sometimes you just go with smooth and steady, I guess.
More to get to, guys, as we broadcast live from Buckhead Butcher Shop. When we come back, NFL Blitz is on the way. And does Sean Payton have an issue with Broncos ownership? I'm going to tell you what I've heard and why he's not taking the job yet. It's Dukes and Bell.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.